Thousands march in Glasgow and elsewhere to save the planet. Oisin Duncan, Socialist Party Scotland Glasgow, saw some of the largest political mobilizations since the onslaught of the COVID pandemic on 5 and 6 November. The catalyst was the bosses' COP26 summit, a forum to find solutions to limit global warming, but more importantly, to save the capitalist system. Friday's march, up to 20,000 strong, was an overwhelmingly youthful demonstration organized by Fridays for Future, with a huge openness to the ideas that a systemic change to the profit-driven rottenness of capitalism is necessary. Saturday, organized by the COP26 coalition, was a larger demonstration of around 70,000. The widespread lack of faith in COP to deliver a workable solution for the vast majority of humanity was clear to see. This consciousness was reflected by the global figurehead of the youth climate strikes, Greta Thunberg, with her comments in George Square on Friday. Correctly, she stated that we cannot solve a crisis with the same methods that got us here in the first place, continuing with a call for drastic annual emissions cuts unlike anything the world has ever seen. The question, which Greta does not yet answer, is how is this to be done if the capitalist rulers are in charge of the economy? The purpose of Socialist Party Scotland's participation on the demos was to answer that question with our central demand: build a mass working class movement for socialist change to end climate change. Class struggle significantly. Young people in the climate movement are increasingly open to the methods of class struggle, demonstrated by youth strikers joining cleansing workers' pickets, and the return of this solidarity by a strong Glasgow GMB contingent on the Friday march. Another important step forward is the growing support for anti-capitalist and socialist ideas on both demonstrations. Our party had a colourful and well-organised impact on the marches. At our Edgazibus, socialist change to end climate change flags, placards, which we sold for donations, and leaflets were eagerly sought by hundreds of young people. Our members spoke for hours through our PA systems on both days, popularising a socialist solution to the climate crisis. We explained that you can't have capitalism without climate destruction, the need to end the rule of the billionaires and big business, and argued for the building of mass movement of workers and young people to sweep away capitalism and build a socialist world. The enthusiasm for bold and uncompromising socialist ideas was reflected in the 262 copies of the socialists sold on the marches, and the £700 in donations we received at our stalls from placards, badges, leaflets, and in solidarity with our ideas. More than 6,000 copies of our leaflet were also distributed. 53 people filled in cards to join Socialist Party Scotland. The interest in socialist ideas was also reflected at our meeting after the Saturday demonstration, which was well attended by 50 young people and workers, many of them attending their first ever socialist meeting. Socialist change. By raising our slogans for socialist change to end climate change, we provide a marker in the discussion taking place outside COP about the best way forward. We haven't yet convinced everyone mobilized by the climate movement of our program, but we made an important impact on the weekend's events. The environmental crisis, wrought by unchecked capitalist greed, is just one of the clearest examples of how the capitalist system offers no future for the vast majority of humanity. The evidence from the COP26 protests is that workers and youth are increasingly drawing that conclusion. We would appeal to them to discuss with us, join our party, and fight for a socialist transformation of society,